is the Brandenburg Concerto. And this Prasad is what you said was featured as part of the research. Its direct effect on the heart and so on.
That's correct. Lazanov particularly liked Bach music. And he felt that this seems to increase the efficiency with which brain can function while we are listening to this kind of music. So let's listen for a couple of minutes and then we can converse again.
This type of music, Prasad, obviously has this rhythm that you mentioned and how it impacts the physiology directly.
That's correct.
And not only Bach, but I think most other Western composers have rhythm that is not necessarily constant but also varying.
Right.
And that's very typical of Indian music as well.
That's correct.
And it's really surprising how rhythm can be created even without percussion instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And how, the instrument itself gets to, the in synchrony with your heart and mind. So next, we're going to feature music to balance body, mind and soul. This is used during Reiki
healing
sessions. Okay.
Yeah. What I wanted to also address by bringing in this kind of a music is this is called Reiki. It's a Japanese healing technique where they put certain kinds of relaxing music. the purpose of that is to bring about healing and increase the immunity of the body, and also bring a certain amount of calmness and trust. So this particular music is primarily to evoke that kind of responses from the body.
Yes.
The key thing, I think, where I wanted to address this is, like, you use the word like a heart and the mind. It is truly the music. You don't need to understand. For example, Bach, if you talk about Allegro and if you talk about other kinds of things, I don't know any distinctions about. And I have not really understood much of the context of the Bach music itself. Mm-hmm. That didn't necessarily stop from Bach music having a lot of positive impact on me. Mm-hmm. Or, Bach music or Baroque music or Mozart or Beethoven, they have an incredible impact, and you don't need to know whether it's an Indian music or whether it's a, what you call, Ethiopian music or any of them. You need to find the kind of a music that puts you into a alert, attentive state, and it stays in the background. It doesn't take up your mental space, but it has a physiological impact on you.
Right.
So that
it's
is what we're
looking like at. Where the mind stays still and yet ready to absorb anything that comes through it, the sense organs, while listening to the music.
In some respects,
yeah.
Exactly. It is about what you talk about, alpha state, mm-hmm. and beta state people talk about. So when the mind itself not get captured and captivated by the thoughts that come through, then that span of attention is available for receiving information.
Yes.
And when we are in that type of a positive anticipatory state, we are more imaginative, we listen very well, we can develop relationships, like developing a rapport becomes a lot more.
Recognizing patterns.
That's correct.
Between them.
That's correct.
Let's start listening to this Reiki music. And, for the benefit of our listeners that just tuned in, this is the program Kacheri on KKUP Cupertino 91.5 FM. My name is Suresh Joyce, and we are featuring an interview with Dr. Prasad Kaipa, an expert in individual and organizational learning and personal development and management development. We just walked through the impact of music on relaxation and how to go from a agitated or an exhausted state to a more relaxed state. And now we are moving on to how to build upon relaxed state and go into healing, both in a mental and a physical sense.
That's correct.
Thank you.
offers music that is commonly used during the Reiki healing practice. And Prasad, you were discussing about the significance of why that is used during a healing process and how it impacts physiology and immune system and all that.
If you were to look at the kind of music we played so far, for example, first the sitar music we played with for peace, where you just listen to calm. Then we played Bach, which will increase your ability to receive information because it seems to harmonize your heart rate. Then third we played the Reiki music, which had a different impact in increasing your immunity to a certain extent, brings about healing. Especially this kind of music which you just listened to is very good to imagine something along with it. So that means you might call it provokes imagination, and it actually calms you down and puts you into a higher creative state, if you want to call it. So next, what we'll also do is, continuing on this path, we can also look at it and say, while the Reiki music is very good for a passive relaxation, because somebody is working with you on healing you, you know, this is Reiki is more healing of one kind. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you have gone to physical therapy, if you have gone to a massage,
yoga,
mm-hmm. some of these also, this kind of a music might have been put in. Sure. Because the physical engagement, where slow, continuous physical activity is taking place while you are actually either closing your eyes or staying in a half-open mode.
Sure.
Next music we will play is about active meditation, where this is a CD called Dhyana by Shiv Kumar Sharma. It's a Santur music. It's a Kashmir instrument, which is a Santur. It's a 100-stringed instrument, mm-hmm. which came about with a combination of some of the Muslim and the Hindu influences, from
right,
what I was
right.
told. And it is played by Shiv Kumar Sharma. It is very evocative and excellent for meditative purposes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we can listen to that for a few minutes.
Sure.
And then move
yeah.
on to that.
And I just wanted to add to that Santur, in a very unique way, and to a lesser extent Sarod, the music of the instrument of Afghanistan, seems to, at least in me, and a lot of people have said this as well, a visual imagery of the mountains, the snow and the serenity and the beautiful lakes of that region, and the greenery and so on. And it has that magical effect. Even though I've never been, you know, to the Himalayas, it somehow seems to bring that imagery to mind. And maybe it's some form of collective memory of thousands of years that comes to play and helps me become even more relaxed.
That's true. By the way, just we should warn our listeners that if they are driving, listening to this music, just watch out. Don't close your eyes or don't try to meditate while you are doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is a common sense, but
right.
at the same time, it is important that at this time you be aware of what you are doing so that the music doesn't put you into a state where we don't want you to be in hospital.
Yeah.
One of the things I think it's important to know, and maybe we can discuss a little bit later, is how do we begin to inculcate kind of learning which happens at an accelerated pace, which also enhances our capability to learn science subjects and mathematics and, you know, increase our imagination and bring up our creativity. So there are some things which you can do as parents, as teachers, or as students for your own development or development of children that work with you and that are dependent on you. So we can talk about some of those as we move forward.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Prasad. And the levels on the CD are somewhat low because of the nature of the instrument, so it will take a little while before the music comes up. Thank you. So Prasad has the next phase of our program queued up. Uh-huh. So you want to say a few words about that?
Yeah, sure. So far, we have been building up to how to get the mind to an alert state and to a certain meditative state where you could be extremely receptive, attentive, and be in way. Now, please listen to the next piece of the music and then we'll talk about it.
Listeners have not jumped off their seats or pumped into other cars or whatever it is.
Yeah, if you were to notice the shift in your blood pressure, muscle tension, and your brainwave impact and some of it, it would have been pretty obvious for you to notice the change in pace. The upbeat, popular, this kind of music is extraordinarily effective for certain kinds of activities. But one of those activities doesn't include education, right, or learning and development. That may be very entertaining, mm-hmm, and it may be very useful. For example, if you are trying to integrate music in a classroom, you could go ahead and make, for example, this kind of music to be put whenever you give them breaks.
Yes.
So when they go out and play volleyball or when they throw frisbee or when they do basketball, this could be a background music. But then as soon as you stop this music and put relaxing music, that could be a way to let them know that it is time to come back into the room or quiet down and get ready for education. So that way you can punctuate education and the educational music, mm-hmm, with a relaxed, alert music, with upbeat, popular music, mm-hmm, and then coming back to alert, kind of a soft,
sure,
kind of music that will get people back into the,
yeah,
relaxed and alert state.
Sure. And to kind of illustrate that, I'll go briefly back to the Shivkumar Sharma track,
yeah,
and then switch over to more of the kind of relaxing music in signing off the show for today. So here is Shivkumar Sharma again briefly. that was a little experiment demonstrating the varieties of music and their effect on our physiology and state of mind. And almost coming to the end of the program, I'd like to immensely thank Dr. Prasad for coming over giving us a tiny hint, literally a tip of the iceberg of his vast amount of knowledge, not only on this topic, music and spirituality and music and mind and body and so on, but also a brief hint of other topics as well. And Prasad, would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about some of the references material that you brought here today, and in closing, what kind of track you would like to play also?
Sure. Some of the work which I'm talking about in terms of music impacting learning, music impacting human development, creativity, relaxation, and all of them has been very well researched. So if you go to, for example, Google and type up music and learning, you'll get a large number of them. Out of those sites and various things, I would highly recommend New Horizons for Learning. That's a wonderful website created by D. Dickinson in Seattle. You might want to check that out. There is a book which is very good called Introduction to Musical Brain by Don Campbell. There is one book by Chris Brewer called Music and Learning, Seven Ways to Use Music in the Classroom, which is a 1995 edition by TechVesta in Florida. There are some excellent books like this. Mm-hmm. I think it is important to remember that the music can impact children's creativity and their growth and healing almost from a prenatal state. As a matter of fact, a pregnant mother listening to some of this relaxing music could have impact on settling her down,
right,
too, especially till about 2 years and probably up to 4 years. Learning music and like a violin, piano, any of these kinds of keyboards and some of this music can have a significant impact on their capability to increase their ability to learn mathematics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if somebody asks a question, does the music make my child smarter? I can tell you, yes, it does.
Yeah.
And the sensory integration and the spatial temporal reasoning are the key. And these two are significantly impacted by music. So experiment with it, play with different kinds of music, find what relaxes you and your child, and try it out.
Sure. And one of the examples that Dr. Prasad would like to play in parting is the music from South India. Prasad, maybe you can introduce that piece and also finally provide your contact information one more time.
Sure.
For our listeners. And also, of course, you can call us here at 408-260-2999 here at KKUP Cupertino.
The kind of music I want to end this program with is a veena. It's a very melodious, beautiful instrument from southern part of India. And the artist is Yemini Sankarasastri, who is no more, but his music had a lasting impact on my own life. And the piece we are playing is in a raga called Chakravakam. It's a very, you will have to see the impact of that music on yourself.
Sure.
I'll close that. And by the way, just to reach me, you can go to www.selfcorp.com, selfcorp.com, or you can reach me at 408-871-0462. That's the number.
So once again, the number is 408-871-0462. And the website is www.selfcorp, all one word, S-E-L-F as in Frank, C-O-R-P as in Peter, .com. So once again, thanks a lot, Dr. Prasad. And any parting words for our listeners?
Thank you, Suresh. I really enjoyed it. I haven't done this kind of an experiment with live music and to be able to talk about it.
Sure.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with your listeners. And only thing I can tell you is the music has a lot more impact. The sounds and the rhythms are neglected. We focus on what we see. By using music, we can begin to change our moods, we can begin to change our attitudes, and also our ability to learn. And this is something which you might want to experiment a lot more than you have done before.
Sure.
I hope it has a lot of positive impact on you.
Thanks a lot, Prasad. I agree with the sentiments, and the privilege is also mine for you to have come here and shared some of your knowledge. And I can say by practical experience that both dialogues with you as well as this type of experimental public programming on interesting topics has been a great learning experience for me. Thanks once again, and hope to see you here sometime very soon.
Sure. Thank you. Good night.